Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's personal development and leadership lesson. We are talking about goals today, you know, because everybody has hashtag goals, whether it's life goals, friendship goals, marriage goals, relationship goals, money goals. Goals are what you have. The question is are you hitting them? We are at the beginning of the month, so that's why I wanted to do this. It's time for you to set and hit those goals, because we need to make sure that we just came off of an amazing month. You just crushed everything that you tried to do last month, and now we're on the second day of the month, and the question is what are you going to do now? Well, here's the thing. If you haven't set your goal already, it's time to figure out what it is you need to do for this month, because most people have meaningless goals. They just have these wide array of things that they say they want to do, they say they want to accomplish, but not you. You have SMART goals, and that's why you're here today, is because we're going to learn about how to set up your goal, what kind of goal you need, how to accomplish it. So today we're talking about SMART goals. S-M-A-R-T. Yes, I can spell. And the reason why is because it's an acronym. Guys, it stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. These are the types of goals you need to set for yourself. Because we're not here today to talk about the BHAG, the big, hairy, audacious goal. That's something that you set at the beginning of the year, you check up at the middle of the year. These SMART goals are what you're going to be setting every single month and going backwards down to the day of what you need to do to achieve it. So number one is specific. You need to be specific on what it is you want to accomplish this month. These are the who, what, where, when, and why questions. Also, the how much. So the question that I want you to know is, how much do you want to make this month? How many people do you want to have join your team? How many customers do you want to have come into your business? How many promotions do you want to have within your team? These are the things that should always be at the forefront of your mind with your business. And then design your goals specifically around the answers to that. So, do you want to have 5 new distributors this month? Okay, so you've created that specific goal. And now what I want you to do is I want you to break it down into weekly goals. Well, you know, if you need 5, then that's about 1.25 per week. Now, I don't know where you're going to find a quarter person, but it's always good to have a goal that's just a little bit higher than what you're trying to do in a week, so that it pushes you to do just a little bit more. So your specific goal is who, what, where, when, why, how much. Second, is it measurable? Guys, you get what you measure. So are you keeping track? Now, your goal, if it's the 5 customers, is measurable by your sales ratio, which I've talked about many times before. How many people does it take for you to reach out to in order for you to get somebody to say yes to your product or service, to yes to joining your team? This is your measurable. This lets you know that it may take you 100 people to get somebody to say yes. Once you know that number, you become unstoppable, because now it's not a matter of if you are going to get somebody to say yes. It's how quickly can you ask that number of people to get to the next person that tells you yes. Third, it has to be achievable in your month. Again, like I was saying, this is your monthly goal. This isn't your BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious goal for the year. This is the small goal that is going to help you get closer and closer and closer to that big, hairy, audacious goal. This is what takes you towards it on a monthly basis. This is what takes you towards it on a weekly basis and a daily basis. This is your small bite-sized chunk of eating your elephant so that you can achieve big things throughout the year. So when you're looking at your SMART goal, it is the goal that is something that keeps you accountable to doing the daily things required to achieve the bigger picture. Number four, the R in SMART is relevant. Guys, sometimes we put goals out there that aren't even relevant to what it is we're supposed to be doing and what we're supposed to be going towards. So make sure that your goal aligns with your overall goal and the overall movement of not only your team, but of your company, of the plan, of the business that you're in. So are the things that you are doing in alignment with the overall picture? So for an example, if you are in fruit sales and you're selling a shoe for the day, does that align with what you're doing? More specific, if you are trying to get big goals, are you piecemealing out your sales by selling only one item versus selling a package of items that causes and gives people better results and allows them to have more bang for their buck? Is that in alignment with what everybody around you is doing? Is that in alignment with what you're teaching your team to do? So your goal needs to be relevant to the larger goal of not only what you're trying to achieve, but what you're trying to have your team achieve. And finally, is it time-based? Guys, we know that based on this, it is time-based for a month. We are looking at a SMART goal as a smaller goal within your year that is planned for just the month. So your deadline for your monthly goal should be 2 days prior to the end of the month. Why is that? Because there's always going to be unforeseen things that take place at the very end of when you're pushing for those final days of your goal. So if you set your goal for 2 days prior to the actual end date, which as we know is the last day of the month, that will give you some room to fix any unforeseen issues that took place in those last few days. Because the worst thing that could happen is just like I would say is human behavior, everybody waits until the end, but not you, because you're the leader. You're the one guiding your team. You're the one telling them to get everything done and everything in for their promotions 2 days early so that you can fix anything that could have prevented them from actually achieving their goal. So to recap, we are going to create and set SMART goals. These are not our just randomly, wildly put out there vision board goals of I want this someday. This is something that is specific, the who, what, where, when, and why, the how much. They are measurable because you get what you measure. They're achievable. This isn't your big, hairy, audacious goal. This is your small goal for a 30-day period. Something that you know that you can do month in and month out. Is it relevant? Is it in alignment with your team, with the overall company, what everyone is working towards together? Or is it something that's often left field? If it's off in left field, realign what you're doing to match what you're trying to get your team and the company to do. And number five, time-based. We know that our deadline for this SMART goal is a month, but we're going to finish it 2 days before so that in case there's an unforeseen issue that takes place at the end of the month, which inevitably it does because of human behavior, we know that we will have the time to correct it, get it fixed, so that everyone can hit their goals, because team stands for together, everyone achieves more. but you're the leader of your team, which means you are going to set the pace, set the expectation, set the goals so that everybody can achieve more. Guys, go out today, create your SMART goal for this month, go out and crush it. Hope your day is amazing, and I hope it's awesome as you are.